UK-based Induja Group did not submit its interest for Jet Airways Limited by the Wednesday deadline, a lender that is part of the airline and SQO's committee of creditors told VC Circle, locking shares of the airline in the lower circuit band of 5% at ₹47.75 on the BSE on Thursday. On the brighter side, South America-based Synergy Group and New Delhi-headquartered asset reconstruction company Prudent ARC Limited have put in their expressions of interest, the lender said. And NBSP. Now, the binding bids have to be submitted by February 15. In December, the Committee of Creditors called for a fresh round of expressions of interest, the decision coming after the National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, approved extending the period for Jet and SQO's insolvency resolution by 90 days. The NCLT had also directed the creditors to expedite their decision on seeking fresh bids after two new undisclosed investors had shown interest in the grounded airline. By then, Synergy Group was the sole known potential bidder for Jet. A senior executive at State Bank of India, leader of the 26 member banks and SQO consortium to Jet, is not too optimistic of the resolution plans so far. And SQO, we are yet to see the financial capability and strength of Prudent ARC and Synergy Group, and SQO, the person said. Another SBI official said lenders were hopeful about Induja Group submitting an expression of interest but were disappointed that it opted out. And NBSP. Foreign bidders will have to seek local partners as Indian regulations allow foreign companies to hold only 49% stake in airlines. Synergy is yet to find its partner under the resolution plan. Moreover, Prudent ARC could also be rejected by lenders as the bidding entity needs to have minimum 2,000 crore, around $282 million, worth of assets under management. The Mint newspaper had last year reported that Induja Group was keen to buy Jet but wanted itself to be indemnified from the airline and SQO's legal liabilities. The airline and SQO's debt stands at over 8,230 crore, about $1.16 billion, while the total liability under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, IBC, to employees, suppliers and other clients is over 6,400 crore, over $900 million. And NBSP. Once the second largest airline in the country, Jet was grounded on April 18 last year, after which the NCLT initiated insolvency proceedings in June on SBI and SQO's plea. In August, Jet and SQO's insolvency resolution professional received three expressions of interest and M-dash from Volcan Investment, which is billionaire Anil Agarwal and SQO's family trust, Panama-based investor Avanchilo Group, and Russian fund Treasury RA Creator. Volcan withdrew a day later and Avanchilo Wasn and SQO.T shortlisted for the next round of bidding, leaving Treasury RA Creator as the only selected entity. After the initial August deadline, Brazil-headquartered Synergy Group, which owns a majority stake in Colombian carrier Avianca Holdings, showed interest in Jet. The group, controlled by Bolivia-born German Acute, N. Fromovich, is engaged in aviation, energy and telecom. Jet was founded by Naresh Goyal, who is being investigated by government authorities for alleged diversion of funds. It has accumulated losses of more than 13,000 crore, $1.83 billion.